Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Birds with their song from I think it's chapter 11, Ecclesiastes. It's Ecclesiastes. I always forget the chapter exactly. Welcome back, 7-Tel. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Pat Sigmund is our guest. Patricia Sigmund is one of our great Brain Trust members, the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Pat, thanks again for hanging out with us.
You're welcome.
As you know, there's been a lot of political debate recently about private equity groups. Because Bain Capital was Governor Romney's company, and that's going to become a big part of the political debate, is whether a private equity firm is a good calling or not. And as you also know, this weekend, several Democrats came out in favor and support of private equity. One of the ones that I thought was interesting, Pat, was Stephen Ratner, President Obama's former car czar, said this, and I'm paraphrasing. I'm going to try to quote him, but this is very close to what he said. He said, "Private equities are equity groups are fine. They're good. They do good things, but," and he said this as if to throw President Obama a bone, "but they're designed to create wealth, not jobs." In other words, he couldn't just leave it alone. He had to stick that qualifier in there. And when he said that, Pat, I said, wait a minute. Every small business ever created, including the one that was created 3 seconds ago, the formative, elemental, nucleic motivation for that new entrepreneur to start that business was to create wealth. No business, no entrepreneur ever said, "I'm going to start a small business today because I want to create a job." Nobody ever did that, Pat. What do you think?
I agree. I mean, we're capitalists, and we're here not to create jobs where people just go to work and don't really produce profit for the company they're working for. I mean, That's what the government does, but yeah. Small business people are there. They've created the job. They've started working for themselves, whatever they've done. They founded a company in order to create wealth for themselves, their family. They don't think, "I'm going to hire 50 people and,
even though they may be glad they did, and even though they couldn't have done what they ultimately did without those people, that wasn't the purpose of their founding," which is, you know, Ratner said, but, you know, these guys are designed to create wealth, not jobs. And so my point here, Pat, is that is President Obama, let me give you some advice. If you go after private equity firms that way as a political strategy, that's going to be a loser for you, because your surrogates talk about private equity that way, you're talking about every small business owner out there, in my opinion. What do you think, Pat?
Well, I think we small business owners feel insulted and threatened and are not happy with that kind of rhetoric, for sure.
A job created by capitalism is a byproduct of capitalism, isn't it?
That's correct. We make our profit and we employ people.
Yeah, because
I have employees for 20 years that I think to myself, I've raised their families. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with not being paternalistic about your employees, is it? I mean, it's, of course, they're like family, but I remember when I hired my first employee, mm-hmm. I had to make enough money to pay that person first.
It's absolutely.
Because day one, they were not making me money.
Correct. And the employees, many times, have no idea how many times the owner is not getting paid, and they are.
If people knew how many times there were six wage earners and only enough money for five paychecks, who didn't get the paycheck?
Yes, and that's typical.
And I have to say, I'm raising my hand, Pat. I've done it
yes,
many times.
Me too. My hand's raised.
Many times. And there are thousands of small business owners out there raising their hands right now. So Mr. Ratner, Mr. Obama, this strategy of demonizing and trying to minimize capitalism, I think that's going to be a loser for them. Don't you, Pat?
I do.
There are a lot of things you could take up that would be effective for you. This isn't going to be one of them. Pat Sigmund, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
We're glad we found her, aren't we, folks? Thanks for hanging out with us, Pat. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.